Hey Dalit Amud Beis, about three lines up from the wide lines begin. Okay, so we said in the Mishnah, Matilin lo sam betoch pi, v'shabbat mivnesha safek nefasha sud. I'm putting preparing this drug and giving it to the person as problems with his mouth. You can do it on Shabbat because it's safek nefasha, safek pikuach nefesh. And where it says, the Lamali Su Lameimar, the Chotzvik Nefasha Stochas Shabbat. The continuation of this is, and any Safik Buch Nefesh Stochas Shabbat. So what do you have to say that for? It's like it's extra. Once we said, because of Safik Nefasha Su, so what do you have to repeat? The Chotzvik Nefesh, that's a repetition. So Amar Behud Amar Rav is coming to teach me the following din, that Lotzvik Shabbat Zu Bilvad Amru, Ella filus fake Shabbos acher. Not only a suffix because of nefesh on this Shabbos, even if it's a child of his life on the next Shabbos, also your docha this Shabbos. What does that mean? Hey kidami, kagon deamduha lismanya yome v'yome kame shabsa. That's okay. So ma'udat heim liyakev ad luorta ki hey kidelo nechol alei tre shabsa kamash malan. In other words, the doctor said, evaluate the situation. He says, okay, you need this drug that you have to mechal Shabbos for. And the doctor prescribed 8 days. So if you start on Shabbos, when he prescribed it, okay, so 8 days later is Shabbos, next Shabbos. So you would come out that you'd be mechaling two Shabboses. Today, the first day of the 8 days, and next, the end of the 8 days, is also Shabbos. So you might think that, you know, let's try to push it off and wait till Motzei Shabbos, you know, start the procedure on Motzei Shabbos, which is Sunday, and then it'll go from Sunday to Sunday, and I will only have to mechalel one Shabbos, next Shabbos, and get by with only one chilul Shabbos. I might think to do this, kamash malan, no, that he might get worse by Motzei Shabbos already. Don't wait, don't waste time. Start it right away, even if it's going to be, he's going to have to mechalel two Shabbos. Okay, Rashi, lo seik Shabbos zu bilvad. Even if it's not in this Shabbos, the pshita landa yom lo yamut. You know he's not going to die today. Ela safek sheim lo yaseh lo hayom shema yamut le Shabbos haba. If you don't do it today, you don't do it today, he might die next Shabbos. Still allowed to. Vehechi dami kagon deamdu arofim lasos lo refua shmoni yamim. They said he needs an 8 day procedure. Okay. Back to Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa like this as well. Mechamin, chamin lecholel b'Shabbos. You're allowed to heat up water for a sick person on Shabbos. Again, it's pikuch nefesh. Bein lashkoso, whether it's for to give him to drink, or bein lehavroso, whether he needs it to wash. And now this next part, some take out because you're going to see it's going to just be said again in a minute. But let's read it. V'lo Shabbosu bilvad, ela, even for Shabbos acheres. Okay. Next, the Ein Omdi Omrim, and we don't say Namtin Lo Shema Yavri. Let's push it off. See, maybe he'll get better. No, you just do it. Ela Mechamin Lo Miad. You heat up the water immediately today on Shabbos. Why? Because Safik Nefashah is Dochas Shabbos. Because even Safik Pikuach Nefesh is Dochas Shabbos. The Law Safik Shabbos. Here we have it again. The Law Safik Shabbos Zu Ela Filu Safik Shabbos Acheres. And that's what we said, Tanya Mehachi, is like we said before. And if you need the 8 day procedure, etc. Ve'eno sim dvarim alalu, lo yidei nochrim, v'lo yidei kutim. And you don't do these procedures, you don't mechal Shabbos with through a goy or a kuti. The girsa kuti is also like a goy. So some of the proper girsa is, some say, is ketanim. Okay, like minors. In other words, you do not a mechal Shabbos dafka with through a goy or a minor. Ella al yedei gdol Yisrael doesn't mean necessarily big rabbanim. It just means gdol Yisrael, and Yisrael that are gdolim, like adults over bar mitzvah. Okay, in other words, you don't dafka look for a goy or a minor to do the chil Shabbos. Dafka done should be done through a gadol. The reason being, a couple of reasons. The one reason is because if people see you running after looking for a goy, so even if it's okay, you have a few minutes to spare and you can find a goy or whatever, but people might think that you're stuffed to have to do a goy. Next time there'll be a pikuach nefesh and there won't be any goyim or children around, and they're going to go searching all over for for a goy to do it, and meanwhile it's going to be detrimental. So therefore, you should dafka do with a gadol, and also Tosfos says here, a little Tosfos on top, first Tosfos, so filu heichad efshar benachri, it's dafka mitzvah v'Yisrael, shema yisatzel hanachri, v'lo yasev v'lo yisakana. So they're worried that the goy is going to be lazy, lax, whatever, not do it properly. That's another reason. Okay, Ela de Goy Israel, right? Ve'ein omrim yeasu advarim halalu. Lo al pi nashim, v'lo al pi klutim. In other words, we don't take use them to take, if they say, we have to have Mechal Shabbos over here, we don't use them as to be koveya if it's necessary for Chilo Shabbos or not, women or goyim. Aval mitstarfim, but you can use them, mitstarf them ledas acheres. To other people's das, as the Rashi will explain what that means. Let's look at Rashi. Lavrosa with a rechitza shema yavri me'elav, that they can sometimes washing will help him get better. Alpi nashim im nashim okuti momrim tzarich ein mechalalin alpiim. They say, yeah, well, this the guy needs the chil, you know, to do this thing with the chil Shabbos. We don't listen to them. Because I guess the diet and callous, you know, like, you know, women are, you know, over emotional, you know, oh no, quick, you have to save his life, Okay, avamit starfim ledas acheres. Okay, kagon shnayim omrim tzarich. Now, what does it mean, mitzarf? You can mitzarf a woman or a kuti for das acheres means, Rashi explains the following. If you have two people that say, yes, we need to do chilul Shabbos here, ushlosh omrim ein tzarich. Three say, you don't have to. And so three against two. Visha o kuti omrim tzarich. And then the woman of the goy joins in the side that says you do need. So now it ends up being three and three. So we are mitzarf lemahave. Now it becomes palga palga. Now it's a real suffix, 50-50, and suffing the fashal sahakil, and then we would be mechal. Right. No. So we said that, the Gemara said that before, that the only time we trey kamea is by edus. Where this is an edus over here, this is just a umdana. It's an evaluation. So. I didn't say. The expertise? Okay. Yeah, so they said bring to the Rosh, this is what we saw with Rashi, but he says they bring to the Rosh that mashman was not for the woman or whatever. We go after the three, right? That says that you would not mechalo, because you go after rov deyas. And he says, and this is not like the Gemara over before. I'm thinking, well, no, but the besafik nefasha is enochim. And the Rosh asked it. Okay, that's Tasha here. I'm Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Tan Rabbanan. Mefakhin bikuach nefesh b'Shabbos. Now, as we tend to matters dealing with bikuach nefesh on Shabbos, right? In other words, even if you have to do chilul Shabbos, you do it. V'hazari tarei z'meshubach, and whoever does it first, you know, if you do it quickly, that's praiseworthy. V'ein tzarich litol reshus v'beisin. You don't have to go asking beisin. You just do it. You see, it's necessary. You just do it. For example, Hakeit said, "Ra'at tinok shenafal liyam." You saw a kid. He fell into the sea. So poris mitsuda maleu, you can throw a net in and take him out. Vazari is like we said, a raise the meshuvach. Vein tzarich litol reshus v'beisin, you don't have to ask beisin, just do it. And now this next part, this is the brisa, right? Now we're going to see in the brisa is going to be these interjections here. Like now, this is an interjection of af agav dekatsayir kavre. And this is like an interjection to the brisa that we're saying. And not only that, even if by doing so you're going to be taking up fish. You know, you're in a net, he's in the sea, and you're going like that, you take up fish. And you're going to have yourself a nice dinner at the same time. So that's okay. So there's a shiloh here, and the farshim, Does this mean you can do it lechachila? You can say, oh wow, beautiful fish, hey, you know, you don't get the kid as well? Or does it just mean that if you happen to take a fish, it's okay, don't worry, don't get nervous, it's okay, you know, if you take a fish, it's okay, you know, it's like, it's like bidyeved, because others learn that, no, it's not about even lechachila, you can, you know, catch some fish with the kid, you know. So that's the shtarla, how to learn it exactly. Okay, now next case, ra tinok shenafal abor. Another example. You saw a kid that we're going to ask why we need all these examples. But if you see a kid inside a pit, and so oker chulia malay, you can take off. It's hard to, let's say, get into the pit because it's high. So you want to remove the rim of the board to get, be able to get in. So that's okay. Umalei, and take the kid out again. Hazari is a raise of meshuvach. Bein tzarich l'tol rishu spacing. Again, you don't have to ask the basin. Just do it. Afal gav demiska and darga. Right, even though by doing so you're going to be, literally it's because you're going to be making a step. In other words, you're going to be fixing up the rim, it's going to, you know, it doesn't matter, it's okay. Rash in Inel Sadel, it's another case. You saw a kid that is locked in a room. Inel Sadel is a teenager. He's locked, kid's locked in a room and he's all, nervous or whatever, and it might come, so it's a chashash of a sakana. Shov Ra Umotziu, you can break down the door to get the kid out. Again, and then again, here we have the interjection. Even though, again, you get a benefit from it. Hey, I can use the wood for the door. You know, I have some wood. So it's okay, you can do it. Right? You're allowed to put out a fire or block a fire with kalim filled with water. When there's a fire. Again, Varzari is a raise of Meshubah, Vain Sarich Litol, Rishus from Basin, and then the interjection is, Vafagav, the Ka, Amemachkech, Makuche. Even though you're going to be making yourself some nice coals at the same time, it's okay. So that's the Bryson. Now we're going to see why we need all these cases. Vitrich, I need these cases. The E, Ashmin and Yam, because if I only had the case of throwing the net in the sea to get the kid out, I might say only there I don't have to ask the basin, I can just do it, mishum, da'adahachi, v'achi, azale. Because if in the meantime I go out to shoot the basin, that time I come back, the kid's not going to be there anymore. So that's why I can just do it without any reshus basin. Of a boar, the kayasiv, a malo. But a kid, he's sitting in a boar, okay, he's not, you know, drowning or anything like that, it's not comfortable, you know, it's a dark, deep pit or whatever, but okay, I may think, he's, you know, not drowning. I can go ask the basin. I should go ask the basin in the meantime. No, Kamashmal, you don't have to. You can just do it. Right. The Yashmin and Bor, and if I only had the case of the Bor, so I might say Mishum the Kamibat Mibayit, because the kid is very, very nervous. He's in a dark pit. And I'm going to go ask the basin in the meantime. It's going to be too late also, because he's too nervous, the kid. He's going to die. So therefore, I can do that. Aval Ninelis Delis. But in the case of the locked in a room, I might say delo efshar. Text me to delas the efshar the yasi b'haygisa umeshabesh lebe abguze. That I'm not exactly sure that you're over here, but says that with the kid locked in a room, I could sit on the other side and amuse him with playing with his go-going or whatever. Now, I don't know, like, who's playing with the go-go. I mean, he's on the other side of the, you know, you're on the other side of the door, and you can amuse him playing with nuts, you know, like keep him busy, keep his mind off it. I don't know who's, like, the kids play with the nuts, or you're just, under the door? Okay, steady. Okay, so then I might think, therefore, that, you know, somebody can amuse the kid while you go get at the basin, and that's what I should do. Come on, Shmuel, no, you don't have to, you can just break down the door, and that's the end of that. And they say that as opposed to the boar, why can't you muse him in the boar? Because it's dark, you know. You can't play games in the dark. Okay, and last case, mechabin umasikin lamali. What about the last case? So why do I have to be told that I can put these things in containers of water and put out the fire like that? So the chiddush is, afilu l'chatzei acheres. Even though in this chatzei, there isn't anybody that it's dangerous for them, the fire. But is in the next, there's maybe sick or old people in the next cut there, and it could spread. So Kamash Malan, because of that, I'm allowed to deal with the fire. Okay, see Rashi. That what? What? That Shita?
Yeah.
What? In
the other, I mean, the venue doesn't have to teach you about the water or the fire.
Oh, you mean like, why just tell me one and I'll know the other one? And then like, it goes backwards, right? It goes backwards. And then,
Does the door itself could be the calculator, you know, the, what do you call it, death kilko? Or it could even be a way that's not going to be the calculator.
That's a Shovra Mutia. Well, I guess they also want to bring out the Chiddush of Afal Gav Dekai Michtam, and you even want the wood or whatever. You know, but if you just like remove the door.
Yeah, like, the
Machshirei Ocham Nefesh. Like you make yourself an axe or something like that. Tikkun Mana. Yeah, whatever you need to do. I was thought whatever you need to do. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Afal Gav Dekai, right. So Afal Gav deciding, even though you're going to be catching fish, emo with him. So Kol Hani, so Rashi explains the structure, like we said, of these, the brights, that we have these interjections, right? That all these Afal Gavs, right, the Kamar Hachid is mentioned here, they're Mishnah Yisera, Daiki. The reason why they were adding these additions of all these Afal Gavs, that's because we have these extra words. That's why, well, what's the extra word? The Ktani Vein Tariklis over shoes. So Lama Leiv Hatani Haki. What do you have to say? You don't have to take Rishus. Hatani Leiv Azari Tariza Meshubach. Do it right away. And then you have to, you don't have to ask Rishus. That's what do it right away means. So they're all, that's for each case has this extra phrase in there. So that's coming to tell me something. That's the all those awful guff that we stuck in. Hatani Leiv Azari Meshubach. Right? Elaha Ata Lishmina. Coming to teach me the filu who tzarich l'davar. Even if he needs, he wants the fish or the wood or whatever. The Okur Chulio, he said, Kedei Lahashpil Shvat Tabor. The bar is too high. You want to get in, so you're going to have to take off the top. Behei Noach Likanes, you can get in easier. Ninela Stelis, Vatinach Nivat. So he's locked in, he's all scared, so it's dangerous. Limitsbri Vashifi means Bin Nisari, but you can take the wood if you break down the door, just a reclam. Nishnachrina Vashifi is Kismin, is little pieces of wood, Ladlaka, for lighting. Umasikin mitnei adleka, v'kelim shel matechet, or shel cheres, putting metal or earthenware, kelim filled with water, v'leim maim. Umadleka sheish ba sakanas nafashat kamar. Again, it's a dangerous fire, not a fire that's going to, you know, go out by itself, and that's that. V'kamachik makuche, mashpil umatsia hagichalim litzot aleim ala erev. That even though you have a benefit over here, that you're going to have these coals to be able to use in the evening. And I mean, if you're going to go, you know, call the basin, ask the basin in the meantime while he's drowning, so you may lick the basin, Israel, Lishal, excuse me to ask, so Azule Libu, the kid's going to be no longer there. Mishabishle, Mifateu, Mikarkish, Lubagozim, again, you can play with him, keep him occupied with the, playing with the nuts. The Filut of Chatzir Cheres, we said, the lake of the Chatzir Zoo, the fire's in this Chatzir, and the Fash of the Chatzir Cheres, but the people, or the other chatzir, v'heim cholim oktanim, right there, they're either sick or, you know, kids or whatever. Okay, next inyan. Right, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So this is again, Maimer in the name of Shmuel. Lo halchu the bikuch nefesh acharo. So Shmuel makes a statement, and so when it goes to bikuch by bikuch nefesh, he says we do not go after the rove. Now Gemara asks, hey Chidami, what's the case? If we're talking about, we have nine Jews, one goy, okay, and a building fell on one of them, let's say, and I don't know if it was the Jews or the goy, and 90% chance it's the Jews, nine Jews, one goy, and is that what Shmuel means? We don't go after the rove, and we don't try to save him, right? Even though there's this 90% chance there's a Jew, but we don't go after the rove. So Gemara says that is not the case, because Ruba Yisrael, they're here, we have the majority of the Jews, of course you go after the rove, and not only that, Inami Palgo Palga, Safik Nefashal Tahakil, even if it would be 50, five Jews and five Goyim, I would go after the, it's not even a rove, it's just Safik Nefashal Tahakil, and I would save the person, because he might be a Jew. So that's not what we're talking about. Ella, his Kiddush is, the Ikatisha Nachrim V'Yisrael Echad. We're talking about the other way. We have nine goyim and only one yid. So 90% chance he's a goy. Only have one yid over here, and that might be under the rubble. So I should save him. So because we don't go after the rope. I says Gemara, that's really also pashut. Hanami pshita. Why? To have a lake of kapua, a chokpua, kemechta, mechta dami. because we have a rule that it's something which is kavu in its place, and we have a safek, we look at it not as, you don't go after the robe, we go as if it's 50-50. So here, since they're living in this chatzer, let's say these 10 people, and they're kavua there, so then we don't go after, we don't say, well, 90%. We look at it as if it's 5 and 5. And therefore, again, we're basically the 50-50, and of course, we were Merchal Shabbos for the chance that there's a yid, because it's as if it's 50-50. So the Gemara says, so it tells their first pasha, what is Shmuel telling you? The Gemara says, you're right, Lotricha the parish. What are we talking about here? Here, a case of when these 10 people are parish, lechatzer acheres. They're going into another chatzer. And now, ma'udatema the parish, they call the parish meruba parish, kamash malan, the loha chubikuch nefesh acharov. Right? So this rule of kavua is only if it's kavua. But if it's 90, lest it's used, they're moving, so then we don't go by kavua mechza mechza anymore, it's not kavua. Then we go after the rove, and we have a rule, the other rule of called the parish, meruba parish. When they move, you go after the rove, and therefore, since they uprooted themselves, they went to another chatzer, so they are not kavua anymore in their place, they left, so therefore, I might have said that use the rule that you always use, you go after the rove, and since 90% are goyim over here, I would not mechal on the 10% chance that there's a yin here. Mashmalan that you do, that's what Shmuel meant. You don't go because nefesh achar rov.
If you didn't,
okay. So then we'll see. There could be that. Then it could be that you go after. But you mean there might not be any Jew at all, and nothing. What did we say? We said in the Mishnah something like that, no? You said if there's a goy, you don't know if it's a goy or a Jew. I think it's in the Mishnah, no? You don't know if there's a... Right, right. But it's because at your time you don't know at all. It could be anything. So then the Mishnah said if you don't know if it's a goy or a Jew, you do check. Right. Okay, so we have Rashi in time. Okay, lo akuba pikuk nevesh acharov, says Rashi, the im safek kuti, or safek Yisrael, if you're not sure if the goy or a Jew mefachim, then you do take it off. Af agav, the ruba, even if the rover goyim, habu hafsim, even the rover goyim, you still check it out. Inem atisha Yisrael v'chad kuti. Okay, if you're going to say, talking about 9 Jews and 1 goy, and the mapolitzel, and the mapolitzel achad mehem, ve'en yadua im Yisrael im kutiyu, and here we have 90% chance it's a Jew, that we don't go after the rove, we say that's not true. El de'ikatisha de kuti v'chad Yisrael, the opposite way. There's 9 goyim and 1 Jew. V'ashminan, the afal gav, the ruba kuti, even though it's mostly goyim, still chashin and shema Yisrael, who maybe it's a Jew, and mefakim, and we clear. Hanami pshita. That was so. We said that's also pasha. The kamelan kol kavua kamechta mechta dami. And this nafkal mitzanhedrin and mixubas from the army the arav lo from the pasuk prat lazorik evan lego. The Gemara answered lo tzricha the parish lechaser acher. They went to another chaser. The sham nafla alachad min. On there it's where the it fell down on one of them. The mapola. The bechol duchta mamrina and called the parish miru apart. We all the midi the 90. Something that's moving. We use the rule they go after majority. And therefore here I should go after the majority, one might think, and say that's probably a goy there. But here we don't say this. Rafagav the Prishasan Kulu 90, that they're all moving. Okay, so now the Gemara has a question on this though. Haini, is that true? I Vama Ravasi Yamarav Yochanan, Tisha Nachrim V Yisrael Echad, the also Khatzer Mefakim, the Khatzer Ain Mefakim. So here we see dafka not that way. That you're only clear in the case of 9 goyim and 1 Jew, only in this chatzir, but in another chatzir not. So here we're saying dafka, we're talking about another chatzir. Now I didn't see anybody to ask, I mean, I didn't look too much, but I don't know exactly. It seems like to me gavra karamis. It's not a braisa or a mishnah or anything like that. It's just a maimer of Rabbi Yochanan. We're asking on Shmuel. I don't exactly. It sounds, you know, gavra karami. I don't know, but whatever. So here we see that dafka only in this chatzir and not in another chatzir. Where Shmuel said it, even in another chatzir, if they move over, you still go after the one yid. So where it says nlokashia ha the parush kulhu ha the parush miktasayu. It all depends on how many. If the Shmuel was talking about where the whole group went to the other chatzer. So since the whole group went to the other chatzer, so the Jew is there, right? Because, okay, it's only one out of the ten, but he's there, because they're all there. And then, therefore, we don't go after the majority, and just in case it's the Jew, is the one that fell on, and we clear the rubble. Okay, whereas Rabbi Yochanan over here was talking about when only some of them went to the other chatzer. So here it might not even be a Jew here, b'chol. And so then we do go after the usual Rov, and since Rov is called the Parish Meruva Parish, Rov are going, therefore you wouldn't. So that's the answer to the thing. Rashi, Had a Parish Kulu, the Hoyel Vizchazek Yisrael, Bahai Chatzer, Shenaf Lava Mapoet, the Fakim. So since we know for sure that the Yid is there, so therefore we clear. V'afogav the night, even though, again, they're moving laws, Liam Batarov, we don't go after the Rov. And had a Parish Mitzasayu, V'lo Yadini, Nihavi Yisrael, Bahai Chatzer, we don't even know the Chalt is a Jew there. So therefore, then, as Lina Bene, we go after the Rov, Hoyel V'lo Yitzchazek, since we have, so we're not Yitzchazek, that for sure there's a Jew there. Okay. But now we're questioning the Chalal. Shmuel really said this then. Umiyam Shmuel Hachi, Avatnan, the Mishnah says the following, I think it's in Machshirim, Amatzah Ba'ad Tinok Mushlach. So we see a kid, and he's, this Mushlach thrown in the street. You know, you find a kid. So you don't know if it's a Jew or not a Jew. So, Im Rov Nachrim, Nachri. So you go by the majority. If most of the people in the city are Goyim, you assume he's a Goy. The Imra of Yisrael. Yisrael, if most of the people in the city are Yisrael, then you have to assume he's a Yisrael. And Mechtzal Mechtzal, exactly 50-50, so then Yisrael. You deal with him like a Yid. Gamarav, Loshanu El Alachayoso. However, when we have Rov Yisrael, right, and we say we treat him like a Yid, that's only with regards to Lachayoso. Now, you have to keep him alive, you know, feed him or whatever, like a Yid. But, Avalayacha Solo. But not to give him or her yichus. In other words, we're going to see Rashi explain. If let's say it's a girl, like she can't marry a kohen, you know, don't give her akedekaf the din of a yisrael. Let's see Rashi. Avhatnan tinok mushlach. It's a mishnah hivaseder taharas. Avmiyir yisrael v'kutim darim. But both the goyim and Jews are there. Okay, lo shanu dim rov Yisrael machzikim le Yisrael ela lachayoso. The only time you assume he's a yid, that's only the gabi to keep him alive. When it's mostly Jews there, aval liyachaso not kagon im nekeve. If it's a girl, for example, she kohen mutar ba lo. We don't say that a kohen can marry her. Mafilu leka lemekash lasufi. Right, even if you're not, you don't have to. Even if it's not a shaila, maybe it's a mamzer. Kagon hanech damrina b'maseches kedushin. There's the Gemara gives some examples over there. How can we, what is simanim that it's not a mamzer? Because a mamzer is someone that the parents like don't want rather have the kid die because they don't have a bad name, you know, so they want the kid dead. So you see the kid in a matzav where you can see that the parents did not want the kid to die. They wanted to keep the kid alive, so that's a sign that he's not a mamzer. So the Gemara gives some examples. Rashi brings tali b'dikula, brings if he's hanging from a tree in a safe place. So Mustama, you know, he's not a mamzer. Or Talib Pitki has like a amulet, like a kameya hanging from his neck, so that, you know, for good luck, you know, so the parents want the kid to be okay. Or Rami Chumra, right, that he has these knots that they put on in the clothes and the thing for refuah and his clothing or whatever, so that also shows they want the kid to be okay. Or Meshalte Hadamaya, that they put that his kids' the limbs are straightened out and nice and everything. You know, you see that he's a mitupal. So then that's a sign that he's not a mamzer. So even so, we're saying he's not a mamzer, but still, kaishina and shema kusis. It still could be that it's, she's a goya. The Giyoris is a surlakuna, and if she is, then Giyor can't marry a kohen. Vafagav the Rav Yisrael, even though it's Rav Yisrael, what about going after the Rav? You know, we always go after the Rav. So why don't we go up the road here? No, but myla su biyochasin the bein and trei rube can be ben b'ksubas perakama. Then we did a special myla bekuna that one rove is not enough. You need two. Okay, one little piece more. So now comes the kasha. We said on Shmuel, u'Shmuel amar lefakech alav esagal. Okay, that which we said in this mission over here that if there's rove Yisrael, right? In the city. So he says, this is lefakeh kazukla gal, that the din would coming to tell us also that if because there's Rav Yisrael, and Dafka because there's Rav Yisrael, that's why you can clear up a fallen thing on Shabbos to save that person since it's Rav Yisrael. So this is a kasha, right? Because we said before, the Shmuel says, even if not Rav Yisrael, there could be 90% that goyim and 1%, you know, and 10% yid, you know, 9 and 1, and still, even if it's kavu, even if it's 90, that you save. So Shmuel says, you save even if it's the opposite. You don't need Rov. And yet here, it seems to be Mashmuel. Well, Dafka, because it's Rov Yisrael, you can live Fakeh to go. So Gemara answers, Ki itmar Shmuel, Aresha itmar, Im Rov Nachri, Nachri, Amar Shmuel, In Yan Pikuch Nefesh, Eino Kain. So it's not going on the end. It's going at the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the opposite thing. If you have the Rov Goyim, yeah, then you treat the person like a Goy. However, says Shmuel on that, we don't go, that's not the case when it comes to Pikuch Nefesh, because even though there's Rov Goyim in the city, but since it might be a Yid, so then you're, again, that's his Shita is, you don't go after the Rov Pikuach Nefesh, and you would try to save that person. Okay, so that's Rashi, Shmuel, Amar, Lepakech, Alevet, Zagal, Tamar, Deim, Rov Yisrael, if it's a Rov Yisrael, Aval, Mechzel, Mechza, Lo, Vekol, Shekein, Berov, Kutim, that's what the Havamina, and then we see, no, that's not what the case is going on, the Resha, that even when there's Rov Goyim, so ain't okay the Amra Filibar of Kutim if I came that even if there's mostly goyim you can try to say.